It's 5:39. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. We're going to make way a little early today for Blackhawks pregame coming up at 6 o'clock as Toronto comes to Chicago. The Blackhawks seeking their first win. I got a good feeling for tonight. Okay, you all know how much I love traveling, right? Just back from a group trip to Ireland and all of that. I don't know too much about cruising, but it is so nice to get back out on the road. And why not take a Caribbean cruise? That's a possibility. On a phone line with us now is Daniel Katz. He's the market manager for Celebrity Cruises. Daniel, welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News. Oh, I'm sorry, Daniel. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How is the cruise business doing? You guys back up and running, I'm assuming.
We are out on the oceans. We're having fun out there. We're doing it safely. And yeah, we've been back up running since June.
Oh, fantastic. And tell me about the Caribbean cruises that you offer. What are the popular spots?
Oh, we have such a variety of them. Right now, we have a lot of people looking anywhere from four-night sailings all the way to our longer 10-night sailings. One of the most popular right now, we have two brand-new ships that are out there that go to Costa Maya, Mexico, Belize, Cozumel. They all leave from Fort Lauderdale. So really great opportunities to get out and see the Caribbean and be warm.
Yeah, and absolutely, and enjoy the ocean, and it's going to get colder here. I always like visiting different countries, and that's something you can do with the cruises, right? You call in to, say, Belize, and you can go in, explore a little bit. Tell me about some of the excursions, too.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the great things about cruising. Whether it's the Caribbean, Alaska, Europe, Australia, it doesn't really matter, because when you get off the ship, you're in that port. You've only unpacked once, right? The ship is your hotel. You get to go out and explore the island. You could go zip lining. You could go river rafting in Alaska, which I've done in the Caribbean. There are so many different excursions. One of my favorite is our culinary excursion, and it's a chef market discovery tour where one of our executive chefs, they take you off onto the island. You go into local markets, and you actually buy ingredients with these chefs. And when we get back on the ship, the chef actually creates a meal for you from local-inspired ingredients.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. And are the cruises, I always hear about things that are everything's included, or is it all-inclusive, or how does that work?
Yeah, so that's definitely a great question. So right now with Celebrity Cruises, we have a program. It's called Always Included, and it's great because it makes everything a lot more simple. So you're going to get your Wi-Fi package. You can stay connected, keep working if you need to. You get a beverage package, and you get prepaid gratuities. And that beverage package does include beer, wine, liquor, soda, smoothies, all sorts of great stuff in there. So we wanted to make it a really inclusive product for our guests.
Does that happen that people are working remotely from a cruise ship?
Yes, it happens quite often right now. We're seeing it where a lot of people are doing back-to-back seven-night cruises for 14-night sailings.
That's hilarious.
And they have that Wi-Fi package.
And so they work during the day or work in the evening or whatever and have fun during the rest of it.
Exactly.
I got to tell you, we're talking to Daniel Katz, the market manager for Celebrity Cruises. And we're going to start a weekly feature here on travel, and we're starting with the cruise. Daniel, I have not ever taken a cruise, so what would be the biggest surprise for me when I got on a ship?
I think right now, one of the biggest surprise would be the protocols that we have in place for people in our COVID era that we're in right now. All of our ships are 100% vaccinated ships with our staff, and we are going out fully vaccinated for guests over 12 years old, must be fully vaccinated on the ship. And one of the comments I had from someone recently is it was a break from what we've been going through for the past almost 2 years, and they were able to forget about all the stresses that were going on at home.
What's your favorite port of call?
Oh, geez. I like Valletta, Malta.
Oh, nice.
Over in Europe, it was absolutely amazing. I did an overnight there on the itinerary. And, you know, Europe really comes alive at night. So it was a really great experience.
Daniel Katz is on the phone line with me. I've been thinking of taking a group to Malta. There's a lot to do there. It's remote. It's in the center of things, and it's beautiful all at the same time.
Yes. When I was there, I did a hop-on, hop-off kind of bus tour during the day, and it was great because I got to hit all the main sites. And then in the evening, you sit out, you know, on a patio outside of the restaurants, and the city is just kind of hopping. It's pretty cool.
Fantastic. Daniel Katz, market manager for Celebrity Cruises. We're talking Caribbean cruises in particular. If you're interested, call Kelly Cruises to plan your getaway, 630-990-1111, or you can always go to kellycruises.com. Hey, Daniel, it's great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you so much. Definitely give Kelly Cruises a call. They're the professionals out there. They will make everything super smooth and very easy for any travel experience you want.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to talk to Sam Rubin from KTLA coming up about the death of Mort Saul. What a remarkable story. I learned a lot in reading his obituary earlier today. That's coming up. First, Mary's got one more look at the weather and traffic.